Welcome to the John Hartford Memorial Festival 2012. We're glad you could join us. And a lot of our friends are up at Hippie Hill, but we're going to bring them down with this. I've been looking forward to introducing this young lady right here since I saw that she was added to the lineup. And a lot of you know her as one of the founding members of Kansas City's Wilders, a great band that plays authentic country and old-timey. She's got a thing all her own, and I love to hear you sing. I can't wait. Let's all give a warm welcome to Betsy Ellis. Thank you.
Thanks, Carrie. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to start out with a Missouri tune, and if you all know much about John Hartford's fiddling, he learned a lot of tunes from great Missouri fiddlers like the Goforth brothers, for example, And this one's from Cecil Goforth. It's called Hamilton Ironworks, which is actually one that he recorded on the last album that he put out. Let's enjoy that. Sorry, you guys. Thanks very much. Hamilton Ironworks. Wow, weird. Is that extra mic noise? Is that coming from me, or is that out there in the sky? Is that in the sky?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to let this thing acclimate. I'm going to come back to it. Play my other fiddle. All right. So, here's another starting out with a Missouri tune. It's a version of the old ballad, Pretty Polly, but it doesn't sound anything like the one that you might have heard. It's an instrumental version, and I learned it from the late, great Pete McMahon, who was a fiddler in central Missouri and just a tremendous and complex fiddler. And then I've paired it with another Polly, and it's another Pretty Polly, but it's still not the one that you might have heard. And I kind of retitled the second one, because the story turns out a little bit differently, and in fact, I call it Polly's Revenge, and you'll see why, but here's a pair of Pollys for you. Lie down, pretty Polly, lie down to your knee, you're close to
too fine and costly, lying right in the sea, sea lying right in the sea. Oh, turn your back to me, Willie dear, and turn your face to the sea. She caught him round his little neat waist and tossed him into the sea, sea, and tossed him into the sea. Oh, help me up, pretty Polly, help me out of the sea. We will go to yonder's town, and married we will be, being married we will be. Villain, I'd rather be you as me. Six king daughters you have drowned, the seventh you shall be, the seventh you shall be. What's the matter, what's the matter, pretty parrot? You pray so long for day. It is the cat at my cage door, threatening on my life. I'm calling pretty Polly to drive it away in the length of a long summer day, day in the length of a long summer day. Push up, pretty parrot, don't you tell no false on me. I'll have you caged in the finest gold and hung from the high willow tree, tree and hung from the high willow tree. Ha ha, pair of Pollys, ha. Thank you. The latter is, it was actually part of the child ballads. James Francis Child, or Francis James, I always get them mixed up. He was a song collector and cataloged just so many of those British ballads. And but that's from a Ozark singer, Ollie Gilbert. And I like it when the women sing the song about getting that revenge. Here's a pretty tune, one of my favorite tunes in the whole world. And it's another one played by the Goforth Brothers out of Missouri, but John recorded it. And I think it's like a beautiful musical ode to the White River, which is a river that is in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas, and it has a lot of branches, and a lot of different regions are impacted by this river. And I was just seeing one of the branches of it a couple weeks ago when I was down there in the Ozarks in southern Missouri. And this is called White River. Thank you. Thank you. I recorded that one too. I have an album. I'll be up there in the pavilion-y area after this if you want to say hi. I've got stickers too, and they stand out quite a bit. I'm a fan. Good morning, Myron. What? Well, how about I'll play one? I'd like to do one from the Carter family right now. Would that be all right with you? And go if I have your permission. You did not burn your fiddles. I'm gonna get you. So, I like to. Sometimes I'm a fan of what I call borrowed lyrics. You know, so many of these great old songs. They have great melodies too. But every once in a while, a new melody comes to me. Words don't come to me easily, but melodies, I think that's what I've always just had in my head and in my heart. And so not too long ago, a new melody came to me, which I think is probably even maybe borrowed from somewhere else, for the great tune from the Carter family, the East Virginia Blues.
In
dark. Thank you. This is kind of the traveling set. I have discovered that in figuring out what I'd like to share with you this weekend, that these sets have kind of had thematic ideas. Yesterday was love and nighttime, even though it was in the afternoon time, and travel, and also including, you know, all forms of travel, because there's been some river tunes and a lot of traveling, and this one's a travel. This is a travel tune as well, kind of. It is a song I wrote. It was inspired by a place where the Wilders were playing. It's kind of like a retreat place, and it's tucked away in this funny little hilly area of Kansas, and kind of northeast Kansas. And I had a moment to kind of take a little walk, and I was on a little path. You know, they had little gravel paths like this, and on either side of me, in the grass, were all these tiny little yellow flowers, and I just thought they were so pretty, and that spurred this song called "The Golden Road." Golden flowers are dotting the road. I'm traveling on with a heavy load. Though my feet are tired and my poor heart is sore, I plan to be home for the night is o'er. Golden road, the golden road. I've walked this road a thousand times, all kinds of weather in the good and hard times. I know every curve and the rise. I love to walk under starlit skies. The golden road. The golden road. you very much. This is a golden road. That's my little tenor guitar, my little cutie, my little Gibson. It's from sometime in the 30s, and I play it kind of like a fiddle in a way, because I put it in what I call cross tuning, which, you know, the fiddle I was just playing before I picked that up was in a form like just an open chord kind of a sound, which is really old time, I think. And then to get even more old time is to just sing without anything else. And I learned this song from the singing of Almeda Riddle. She was a great ballad singer of Arkansas, and I think it was 1988 or so, she was awarded the National Heritage Fellowship. So thankfully, she was recognized nationally for preserving the traditional arts. And I absolutely love her singing. I think I did Twilight is Stealing, another song I learned from her. This is called Long Time Traveling Here Below. It's in the old Sacred Harp books, too. In there, it's known as White. I think probably because of the person who brought it in to the fold. Ye fleeting charms of earth, farewell. Your springs of joy are dry. My soul now seeks another home, a brighter world on high. I'm a long time traveling here below. Long time traveling away from home. I'm a long time traveling here below, just to lay this body down. Farewell, ye friends whose tender care has long engaged my love. Your fond embrace I now exchange for a better friend above. I'm a long time traveling here below. Been a long time traveling away from home. I'm a long time traveling here below, just to lay this body down. Cheerful, I leave this vale of tears where pain and sorrows grow. Welcome the days that end my toil and every scene of woe. For I've been a long time traveling here below. Been a long time traveling away from home. I'm a long time traveling here below, just to lay this body down. Fly then, ye interposing days, Lord, send the summons down. The hand that strikes me to my grave will rise me to a crown. For I've been a long time traveling here below. Been a long time traveling away from home. I'm a long time traveling here below, just to lay this body down. Thank you. Long time traveling, Almeda Riddle. I have a good friend of mine that I have the pleasure of inviting to the stage, and I love playing music with this guy. We did some stuff yesterday, and I said, come back for some more, won't you? Ryan Spearman, welcome him to the stage. He's performing here in his own right this weekend as well, doing solo sets, and he's one of those ones that can play a whole bunch of instruments, and the first one I'd like you to play is the banjo. I met Ryan. I think we figured it out. It was about... what, 11 years ago? Or? Oh, gosh, that's right. His band, High on the Hog from Colorado, came to Kansas City and played a place that's no longer there. Just, oh, tremendous, tremendous place. In fact, can you tell them a little bit of the story? Because I have some desperate tuning I need to do, friend. Thank you.
Well, we showed up at this wonderful venue, which is no longer around in Kansas City, called the Grand Emporium. It was wonderful mostly for its It's fabulous bathroom graffiti. I'm kind of a bathroom graffiti aficionado, and that place had some of the best. I got some of my best graffiti documented right there in that bathroom, the Grand Emporium. But another good result of that venue that day was we got to meet the Wilders and Betsy. And that was about
It was probably about 2000, and we had a jam in the alley.
Yeah.
Outside the place. Like, maybe that's happened there before, but I'd never done it there before or since. So
we didn't get mugged or arrested.
No, we were right in front of the next door pizza joint, so I think we were okay. The Grand Emporium is the same place where, and it was the same event. That was the Rural Grit Happy Hour, which is me and my friends. We've been making this music show every Monday night for the last 13 years. So we'd get to meet people like Ryan and his band and other good bands that have come through. And then I mentioned yesterday, we got one time John Hartford and his string band were booked on a Monday night at the Grand Emporium. And so Rural Grit got to kind of open up for him, which was really tremendous. And I treasure that memory. This is a song that I learned from Mike Seeger singing. And, you know, we are here for John. You know that he and Mike Seeger worked together, had that Retrograss album, but there's like a lot of connections, and you know, we're thinking about people that we've lost in the not too recent past too, but it is such an incredible thing. I was out here looking at the stage last night at the Hillbenders, and I was just looking at the poster and this likeness, this really great, this caricature of John and just all the artwork that goes with this festival too. It's like those word movies, I think is what, you know, he'd talk about. And in a way, this is one too. This is an old time song, and Ryan is gonna play that banjo on this song called Turtle Dove, Poor Little Turtle Dove. Ryan Spearman on the banjo. Poor little turtle dove. Oh, this is the nostalgia kind of set, too. Here's a tune I learned from John Hartford. And boy, it's just a really cool, it's one of those, I like to call it kind of old-time spook kind of a sound. It's Quail is a Pretty Bird. So he would sing that in there. I might get that in there at one point, too. Just some fiddle action. Quail is a Pretty Bird. Ryan Spearman, everybody. What time are you on?
6 o'clock
on the Hippie Hill. I think that's right after the freight. That would be a good thing to get to. Thank you so much for joining me, Ryan. Let's see. Oh, okay. I hopefully have time for like three more? Okay, cool. Thank you. I want to say a great big thanks to everyone who makes this festival happen. You know, it's tremendous amount of work and a tremendous amount of volunteers that make something like this really possible. So we've got the sound crew, we've got people working at the gates, we've got people going all around, we've got MCs and hosts, and I just want, and the hospitality and stage managers, and I just want to say thanks to everybody who's making this happen. Thank you guys for being here too. And let's keep this festival growing. Let's, you know, I've been thinking, of course, as the days and days got closer and looking forward to this so much, I'm like, so many times when I would be out on tour with the Wilders and I would do one of these tunes that I got from, you know, was really inspired by his playing, and also I love the Goforth brothers playing too and other Missouri fiddlers. And I would go, hey, how many Hartford fans out there in the house? And just not enough people would start screaming and rush the stage. So I think that should be changed. And we'll try to work on that. You know, get some Hartford mania going. Woo! So this is kind of a chilled out set, this traveling set. We're like taking our time. But this, I would really like to share this song I've sung for quite some time that I learned from Doc Watson. And He's sang it with his father-in-law, Gaither Carlton. It's on the Watson Family album. And Doc's playing his guitar, but just barely. And it has the effect of one person singing with the fiddle, because Gaither was a really cool old-time fiddler. And this is The Lone Pilgrim.
I came to the place, the
I'm gonna do something. I just recently tried to get this song learned into my fingers and into my head, and I really wasn't that familiar with it. It's one of the really pretty. I'm just a softie for a sentimental song, and it's the Delta Queen Waltz from John. And And it's got this big orchestrated arrangement and everything. It's like, that's kind of crazy, but I just love the melody, and it's very sweet, and I'm going to try really hard to do it well for you. And it's in a funky key, so I get to, so you imagine a whole bunch of strings playing this together, and just a beautiful orchestra with a banjo. That's not, I don't think, a contradiction in terms, because I happen to think banjo music is beautiful. Delta Queen Walt. Of the river so wide, and we left old St. Louis on the crest of that brown muddy tide. To the strains of the Delta Queen's band, I found myself holding your hand the way we had hoped we would do all the summer and fall. Oh, the whistle came out, such a deep, mellow sound in the night. And the echo came back from the shoreline of twinkling lights. There was nothing we really could say. The river had swept us away. Like a present hereafter, the warm sound of laughter as we danced to the Delta Queen waltz. Keeps rolling, I find myself holding you near. With the nighttime unfolding, I'm lucky just having you here. As a single wave curls down the shore, we're waltzing away across the floor. As our heartbeats assemble, the boat slightly trembles on the dance of the Delta Queen waltz. Thank you very much. I'm Betsy Ellis. I'm super happy to be here this weekend, and making tribute to John is something, honestly, I do, I think, every time that I pick up the fiddle and I try to play with smoothness and grace and also spirit and joy and humor and love. And that's just what I really think about with John. So I have another set tomorrow to be totally different. This next song, my last song, will be totally different as well. It's my personal old-time music collection. I'll tell you where it comes from afterwards. But it's an interesting song. It's from about the year 1977, maybe written before that, but recorded in 1977. And I think it's also very current.
I see the clouds as they move across the sky. See the wind as it moves the clouds away. Moves the clouds over by the building. I pick the building that I want to live in. I see the pine
trees and the peaches in the woods. Smell the pine cones as they fall by the highway. That's the highway that leads to the building. I pick the building that I want to live in. It's over there. It's over there. My building has every convenience. It's gonna make life easy for me. It's gonna be easy to get things done. I wanna relax along with my loved ones. Loved ones, loved ones. Visit the building, take the highway, park and come up and see me. I'll be working, working. But if you come visit, I will stop what I'm doing. My friends are important. Don't you worry about me. I wouldn't worry about me. Don't you worry about me. Don't you worry about me. I see the states across this big nation. I see the laws made in Washington, D.C. I think of the ones I consider my favorites. I think of the people who are working for me. Some civil servants are just like my loved ones. They try so hard and they try to be strong. I'm a lucky guy to live in my building. They all need buildings to help them along. It's over there. It's over there. My building has every convenience. It's gonna make life easy for me. It's gonna be easy to get things done. I wanna relax along with my loved ones. Ones, loved ones, visit the building, take the highway, park and come up and see me. I'll be working, working, but if you come visit, I will stop what I'm doing. My friends are important. Don't you worry about me. I wouldn't worry about me. Don't you worry about me. Talking Heads, don't worry about the government. I'm Betsy Ellis. Thanks, y'all. See you soon.